Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is Monday, February 13th, 2023 at 7:43 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. And you're up early before everyone else on Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. Good morning, y'all. What's the first show of the new year? I have been laid back. Okay. So, I did a show yesterday. I recorded a show yesterday. But in the middle of my recording, someone called me. So, I was thinking about maybe stitching this onto this. I don't know. But it was really, really short. It was like about 15 minutes. It was just tea to let you guys know what's going on, where I've been. You know, like what I've been doing, you know, everything has been so crazy this year. I think the last time that I was on was, Thanksgiving. It was my Thanksgiving show. And actually, I don't even think it was Thanksgiving. I think it was before Thanksgiving. Because I've been through, I think the last time I was on, I had an EMG done. And I kind of explained that to you guys what the EMG was. But if you guys don't know, allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Monica. I'm an author, blogger, vlogger. And up until 3 years ago, I am now a podcaster. I also am on social media. I have several social media handles. I'm not as active on, like, I used to go live in the morning. Like, I was going to go live this morning, and I'll get into why I'm not going to go live this morning, so I'll get to that later. But I've been chilling. I had surgery January 24th, and let me tell you, I got cleared last Tuesday. I made a bad decision on Friday. it wasn't a bad decision. It was actually a great decision. But, I was cleared. Okay, let's just say I'm clear. I was cleared. And I don't feel good this morning. Like, I'm tired. Actually, I didn't get any sleep because I was watching the Super Bowl last night. I'm going to get into that too, y'all. This might be a little bit longer than I anticipated. But I don't feel good this morning. I'm tired, crampy, and everything. So let me tell you what happened. So January 24th, I had surgery to have a hysteroscopy and a DNC. I am very open with my health. I let everybody know what's going on. I had abnormal bleeding. I have abnormal bleeding. Like, I'm not a bleeder. Like, most women bleed every month. I don't. Like, I'll get cramps. I'll get all the symptoms of a cycle, but I don't come on my cycle. So let's just say for like the past 2 years, I've been fighting diabetes. You know, I'm type 2 diabetes, adult onset, and it was a 12 at the beginning of 2020. Okay, at the beginning of 2020, when I had COVID, we didn't know what COVID was. I was in the hospital. I had COVID. It was a 10, and I was concerned. And then as time went on, you know, 2021, they said, Mr. Wright, you're at a 12.4. And then I went down to an 11, went back up to a 12, I believe. And it's been an ongoing battle for the past 2 years. And I finally got it down. The last time I got it down was to a 8.7. So I've come a very long way. And I got down to an 8.7 from a 9.6 to an 8.7 in a month. So it is very possible, you guys, to like reverse diabetes, but it's also very possible to live with diabetes. You know, you just got to take care of yourself, eat everything in moderation. But, you know, I'm no doctor, and I can always tell people, you got to do what's best for you, and you have to, like, look into your doctor, what's your doctor, your doctor and your care team plan. Like, you can't say, oh, well, Monica said this, whoop-de-whoop, don't do that. Just what worked for me may not work for you, but I have been fighting this for the past couple years. So let's take it back to 2017. So 2016, when I had intercourse, it was painful. And I went and I told my doctor, and this bitch, I'm glad I don't see this bitch no more. I see this bitch, it's on site. She won't tell me. So I want to have a baby. And, you know, they were like, well, you know, you got to take better care of yourself, Miss Wright. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm overweight. You know, and, you know, you got to lose weight. So my weight has been up and down. It's a journey. You know, it's not like something that you can take a magic pill and it all ends like overnight. You know, I'm not for surgery. I do not want surgery. I do not want no sleeve. I do not want no gastric bypass. I don't want any of that because I do not like going under anesthesia. And I'll get into that in a minute. I don't like it at all. So 2016, I had really painful periods, and I miscarried, and I kept having miscarriages. And 2017, you know, I went to a specialist, and well, the first doctor I went to was at my doctor's office, at my primary care doctor. And this bitch, not my primary care doctor, shout out to my primary care doctor. But this bitch, my gynecologist at the time, I told her that I was experiencing pain and, you know, doing intercourse. And she, you know what this bitch said? This bitch said, well, tell him to back up off you. Now, see, I don't know you, you know, so you can't joke with me like that. So I could see, like, if you were... like my gynecologist that I have now, my last three gynecologists have been great. Well, my last two gynecologists have been great. And because the first one, I really didn't know, like she was younger and she was like so professional. It like really, you know, I was like, okay. But she got the job done. You know, she listened to me. You know, she was very nice. So, but the first one out of the four that I've had, she was like, tell that boy to stop jumping up and down on you like that. And I'm just standing there looking at her like, are you serious? And this is another thing. Like, I also had to report one of the doctors because he was talking about me having a child and why do I want a child? And I had Obama insurance. Bitch, you know, and you have to watch what you say to people because, you know, everybody's not a comedian. You're not funny, you know? And it took me a while to get my care team together. And I think, and this one thing that I will say, when you look for your care team, you have to resonate with your care team. You just can't go out there, and they may be the best damn care doctors on the planet, but their bedside manner sucks. Just like with my MRI. And I know what y'all think. Monica, so many appointments. But let me tell you something. My doctor told me a long time ago, if you take care of yourself in your 40s, you will be here in your 60s and 70s. Because most of the problems that you have, they start around now. I'm 44, going on 45. So, like, what if I didn't go and have my surgeries? But we'll get into that. So, long story short, whoop-de-whoop, in 2017, they found a polyp, and they had to go in and remove it. I was out of work for 6 weeks, you know, and my periods came back. My periods were, you know, stronger, you know, and I got all these tests done. Miss Wright, you can have a baby. Miss Wright didn't have a baby. So, for fast again to 2019, experiencing the same pain over again, you know, heavy blood, you know, period. Pushing out clots, you know, I could have sworn I had another miscarriage, but they said that it wasn't. But I bled so bad that, you know, my ex-boyfriend, you know, he cleaned up behind me. And he was like, you know, Monica, this is what, sorry, that sounds, I woke up not too long ago. But he was like, that's what they make washing machines for. So I was so embarrassed. He had to clean up all that blood behind me. And I had another polyp. My doctor wanted to go in immediately because I had an abnormal pap. And I had to go to imaging at Johns Hopkins. And I had to have an innie and an outie ultrasound done. And the one in 2019, both of them, all my polyps are cancerous. And they had the cancer cells in them. And I had intercourse, when is this, 22, I think it was like August, September of 22, I had intercourse and it was painful. It felt like, I kept telling my doctor that it felt like he was pressing up against something. And she was like, you know, let's go in and let's see what it is. So I went to the doctor in October of 2022. And I haven't had a period. Like, I had a period, like, once or twice last year because I thought I was pregnant. I wasn't. My doctor was like, Monica, I think it's your diabetes. So we got the diabetes down, right? So diabetes is at an 8. I'm still not bleeding. Well, I haven't had a cycle yet since, because my doctor, okay, we'll get into that. So I haven't had a cycle yet because my doctor gave me a cycle when I had my hysteroscopy, when I had my procedure done, because she got to the shedding of the lining out. So I should, surgery, okay, I'm sorry, y'all. My surgery was the 24th, so I should expect a period by the end of the month. Let's pray I get a period at the end of the month. So I wasn't bleeding none last year. I thought I was pregnant. I was just spotting. My primary care doctor thought it was my diabetes, so I got on I started eating better. And in the process of all that, you know, I was very sexually active, and I really thought I was pregnant, y'all, because I would wake up and I would fall asleep at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I would not wake up till 7 o'clock at night. Like, I would sleep all day. And my doctor, she told me, she said, when your diabetes is out of control, it makes you feel like you're pregnant for a woman. It makes you feel like, because you have all the symptoms of pregnancy, like you're nauseated, you are tired, you sleep a lot. So if my diabetes was like in the 12 and it was a 13, so, you know, I was just like dead ass exhausted. And you guys know I don't have a traditional 9-to-5 job like everybody else does. So, excuse me, wait a minute. I don't have a traditional 9-to-5 like everybody else. So, okay, October 2022, I told my doctor I wasn't having a period and it was hurting. I'm actually waiting for her to email me back. I'm not bleeding and it hurts. I had one period in September. So when I went in October 2022, she said, okay, if you don't have a period October, November, December, we're going in January and we're going to see what's going on. Now, normally they would send me to imaging. I would have to go ahead and ultrasound done, but I didn't. So what happened was my doctor had the scheduler call me at the first week of January. And then this chick goes, okay, your surgery is scheduled for January 24th. I'm like, wait a minute, that's in like 2 weeks. So I got my pre-op appointment. Sorry, I got my pre-op appointment. I was approved for surgery. In the meantime, between time, you know, I have pain management, so I got all that going on. So they, everything was approved. I was good. I got my surgery done. So I had my post-op on February 7th, which was last week, and last Tuesday. And she said that, you know, you had another polyp. And before we had the surgery done, she was telling me, we have your pre-op appointment. They go over, like, just in case we find something, do we have your permission to take it out? And you have to sign for it. Because if not, if they find something and you don't approve, they're going to have to wake you up. You have to go through anesthesia all over again. Who wants to go through that? So I said, okay, so you can go in on, and if something's in there, take it out. I was not expecting them to say I had a polyp. So at the end of my surgery, they showed me the polyp. They showed me and my mom the polyp. My mom's like, well, what's that? That's her uterus. It was like, that's a uterus. So we don't know. It was like a little ball sitting in the middle of like space or something. So let me get some water, y'all. So it was like a little ball, but it was only like, I think it said like 2.5 centimeters, but that little thing hurt. So when I went in for my post-op, she was telling me that the one that I had in 2019 was way worse than the one I had recently just taken out. And when she took it out, you know, she did a biopsy and around my, you know, in my uterus, around the polyp and everything. And she was like, well, there's no cancer cells. She said, there's nothing. She said, everything is just centralized in the polyp. And she was telling me that. The reason why I keep getting them is because I'm not bleeding. And so she said, that could be a possibility. And so now, I want to have a baby. But she was saying that put it on hold for now. And for the next 6 months, I have to go on hormone treatments. So I'm like, okay, we can do the hormone treatment. Whoop, whoop. So around my birthday, which is in August, they said like next week they'll give me a call and let me know what's tea, let me know what's going on as far as like starting the treatments or whatever. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I also got an MRI next week. So, I mean, I'm just going to go do this damn MRI. And I got a dental appointment on Thursday or Friday. I have to look at my calendar, but I have a dental appointment on Thursday or Friday. But the one that I had in 2019 was way worse. So that's why I always tell people, like one of my friends was like, you know, you always got an appointment. I always do my appointments at the beginning. I mean, I always do my appointments at the beginning of the year. Let's start on my face. I go to my eye doctor. That's coming up. I don't know when that's coming up. They usually call and tell you when you have your appointment, or you can call them and they'll let you know when your appointment comes up. But I think that my appointment is not until like spring for the eye doctor. So I always go to the eye doctor at the beginning of the year, my dentist at the beginning of the year, podiatrist at the beginning of the year. But you know what? I go to the podiatrist at the end of the year because I always went in September. Like dental appointment, it was always a dental appointment, and my podiatrist was always around the same time. But I always wanted to do all my appointments at the beginning of the year to get them over with. So you get your eye exam. I wear glasses, your dentist, podiatrist, gynecologist, mammogram. So I get all of that done at the beginning of the year. And not to mention, I also have physical therapy and pain management. So I do all of that at the beginning of the year, kick off the year right. You know, that way you ain't got to worry about nothing. I still got to go to the doctor. I still got to go every 3 months. I used to go once a month for my diabetes, y'all. I used to go once a month. But then it was every 2 months. And then now it's every 3 months. So I finally got back on track. But I just encourage people to take care of themselves because you'll be here longer. Like I said in the beginning, my doctor told me if you take care of yourself now in your 40s, you'll be here in your 60s and 70s. You won't have these problems. But just think, if I didn't go and get that done, you know, that could have, that could have spread and I would have had uterine cancer. Or I'm not claiming it at all, but you know, like if you don't do that stuff now, you know, if you don't, you'll get sick and you'll get sick. And please, I get sick enough as is. But everything went fine as far as the surgery. And I woke up crying. You know, my first anesthesiologist, like, she put this mask over my face and I woke up nauseous. The second anesthesiologist for my second procedure, I love this guy. I don't know who he is. I don't remember who he is because I never thought that I would have to have that surgery done again. He walked in the room like he owned the hospital, y'all. Like, when I tell you this man exhumed confidence, he was confident. And we had a very short meeting, you know, a very short pre-op meeting. And I told him I got nauseous. He was like, okay, we'll just give you blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you'll be fine. I was comfortable. So when they rolled me off to the OR, you know, I wasn't nervous. I laid there on the bed. I got up on the bed and they were talking to me. And I laid down and he said, okay, Miss Wright, I'm going to give you this to flush your IV. And I'm like, okay. And I'm laying there and I'm like, ooh, what'd you put in there? You lied. I woke up and my surgery was over with. This third time, this mother lover got on my nerves so bad. The thing about this, okay. So I never knew, okay, and y'all can laugh at me. I don't give a damn. I don't understand. I didn't know that they gave you, and this is a new fear unlocked. I did not know that they gave you stuff to help you breathe. Like, they put you in a breathing machine because my aunt was like, yeah, you don't breathe. Like, the machine's breathing for you. And they put a tube down your throat and a ball. So I woke up from surgery and I had a sore on the top of my mouth. And they was like, your throat's going to be sore for a couple of days, which it was. But it wasn't like, you know, I could still function. And I bit my tongue. I said, I was probably trying to bite him because he told me, they laid me down. They pinned me down. I was fighting this time. I'm the worst patient on the planet. And he was telling me, oh, you're going to feel ringing in your ears. And I'm like, they were like, think of a happy place. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Mom brought me open my eyes. Like, what are y'all? And I was out. And the next thing I know, the room was bright and I woke up and I was out of surgery and I woke up crying. I did not want to go back to sleep because the last time I slept, this time I did not sleep. I'm going to get the hell out of there as fast as possible. Like, I went into surgery. It was like 7:30. I woke up at 9:30 and they said the surgery was going to take about an hour. Let me tell y'all, I want to get the hell out of there. So I woke up, I was crying, I apologized, and I had to been fighting them because my cap was off. Like, my my cap was off. My cap was off and my skull cap was off. And I was like, oh, I was fighting them bitches again. I'm the worst patient. But yeah, I just want y'all to take care of yourselves. Like, cause I take care of myself and I want us all to be here. But I don't know how long we're gonna be here with the sun breaking off. Did y'all hear about that? About the sun? Oh my God. Let me look this up real quick about the sun. Oh God. I was writing this weekend, y'all. My friend and I were talking again and that's all I gotta say. He's a good friend, you know, when he want to be. And I'm trying to hurry up and do this because I know he's going to be calling me soon. But I want to go back to bed. So when I finish this, I have to call AT&T. But, you know. Okay, so let's go to... We're on Google. Okay, okay, let's go to the New York Post. Let's go to our friends over at the New York Post. Okay, let's see what's going on. Okay, so from my friends over at the New York Post, the article, okay, if I can go get through this. Okay, all these pop-ups. Y'all know I hate pop-ups. I don't want to sign up for anything. Piece of sun breaks off, stunned science very curious. This is scientists. Let me get this before I just start talking. Okay. Scientists were left baffled after material of the sun's surface and created a tornado-like swirl around its north pole. See, I knew that was going to happen. Mute. Okay. The remarkable phenomenon was caught by NASA on the James Webb, that's my grandfather, Space Telescope, and tweeted by Dr. Tamitha Scoff, a space weather forecaster. She says, talk about polar vortex. She wrote, material from a northern prominence just broke away from the main filament and is now circulating in a mass polar vortex around the north pole of our star. So not the actual north pole, just the north pole of the sun. Implications for understanding the sun's atmospheric dynamic above 55 cannot be overstated. So, unusual activity typically occurs at the sun's 55-degree latitude once every 11 solar cycles, according to the experts. But this incident is stumping researchers. A prominence is a large, bright feature that extends outward from the sun's surface. I don't know what that means, y'all. So, the sun goes through cycles. And why this happened, I don't have a clue why this happened. Okay, it said experts admit it probably has something to do with the sun's magnetic field. The rest remains a mystery. So we have no idea what's going on up there. And I also don't know what's going on with these, what do you call them? The weather balloons, the unidentified flying object. Child, it is too much stuff going on. I don't know what's going on. Like, first of all, this is what gets me. They said, and you know, I know y'all, I'm not supposed to be doing the news. I know, but that's where we started. So we got to pay a little bit of homage to the news. So this is the thing, what I don't understand is that last night when I was on the phone with my friend, he was playing like a news broadcast, and they were saying that it got into our atmosphere without being detected. And that's a problem. Like, that's a big problem. Like, aren't y'all worried? Aren't y'all scared? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say but there's nothing we can do. Like, what are we going to do? You know, like, it was one in Canada, Alaska, Lake Huron. Let me see, where have these? That's not how you spell that, the vibe. Okay, it was one over Canada. Okay. They keep saying, have you been visited by aliens? I don't know. I really don't know. But, so far it's only been 3. So the Chinese balloon, okay, so the Chinese balloon, from what I gather and what I did my research on, because, you know, I went live. My friend goes live on social media, and what I do is I just do my research. So I'm just going to tell you what I learned from what my research was. In layman's terms, you know, I always say, like, I'm news for the people that, like, what did they say? Okay, so what happened was the Chinese balloon flew in so high atmosphere. Like, the Chinese balloon was, they knew it was here. And they wanted it to, what is this? Oh, okay. They knew that it was here. And they wanted to get it to safe. Where there were no civilians and, like, there weren't, you know, nobody could get hurt. So that's when they shot down the Chinese weather balloon. And they said that Chinese weather balloon was up in the sky. But these unidentified flying objects, you know, they were in traffic, you know, like not space traffic. They were where the planes are. So it could have interfered with a plane. You know, it could have crashed, you know, whoop-de-whoop. But they said that the Chinese weather balloon was the size of 3 school buses. And these were like the size of a small car. But the one yesterday was a little bit smaller. So they don't know where they came from. They don't know where they came from. Which is crazy. Because, like, this, like I said, this one was, like, 20,000 feet. And, like, it was, like, in, like, and then they were saying, like, you know, it was, like, in the same range of a plane. You know, like, it was flying low like a plane. And they don't know what's in it. It could potentially be harmful to civilians. And, I forgot what the hell I was about to say. Oh, must not have been important. But I don't know, what are we gonna do? Like, I don't know, like, what else? Oh, this is what I'm gonna do. They said that the F-20, the fighter jets, I don't remember what the fighter jets were. They said that they had, like, a magnetic shield, or they had, like, interference with their, you know, their stuff. It reminds me of Independence Day. But who the hell knows? Like, how did it get here? I don't know if anybody has seen any of the pictures, because when I saw it yesterday on cable news network, they had a white sheet over it. So I don't know if they know what it is. You know, like, have aliens gotten to our atmosphere, and what are they, what's the tea, what's going on, y'all? Nothing is more important to me than solitude, y'all. I love my solitude. I love quiet. Like, right now, it is so quiet. Only thing I can hear is the cars outside the window. Because I'm in my office, the car's outside the window, and the roar of the heat. I love my solitude. I don't see why people get up and why people have attitudes first thing in the morning. But my mom had a big attitude this morning. You know, first, it was just like, okay, my thing is, like, when I was going to work, I always got myself together the night before. I don't wake up the next day looking for anything. Like, I have a dental appointment. I don't have nothing to do this week, but I have a dental. I have phone calls to make, but I have a dental appointment on Thursday or Friday. I don't know what day it is. I think it's Thursday. I'm not sure if it's Friday. So, whatever day the 16th is, that's the day of my appointment. So, I always get ready, like, today. Like, after I have my breakfast, after I call AT&T, I'm going to take a nap. I am so tired. Anybody can call me. Just leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. I have to get myself ready the night before. Like, I have to lay out my like I'm gonna wash clothes today. So I have to have my bra, my panties, my socks, my shoes, my outfit. Everything has to be laid out, even down to my wigs, down to my jewelry. If I'm going to wear eyelashes, if I'm going to wear press-ons, everything has to be laid out. And I like it. So I have my bra, my panties, everything. You know, I have a system. You know, I always tell my mom, you have to have a system. And I have to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, so I'm not going to be able to eat breakfast. So I'll probably just wait till I come back home and have breakfast anyway. I don't like to eat before I go to the dentist anyway. But, you know, I have a system. You know, you can't wake up. Where is this? Where is that? Where is this? Where is that? And then you don't get, you leave out the house at 7:45 and you get up at 6:45. That doesn't make sense to me. But if you're going to get up that late, you have to have everything together the night before. You know, but I love my peace and quiet, and I just don't understand why people get up with attitudes. I just don't know why. But y'all know what else I love? I just love how they just keep bringing up these clips of Diddy with men, and they're sitting around with no shorts on. Now, everybody knows the tea with Diddy, or supposed tea with Diddy, but Diddy has never, I have never heard Diddy fight those accusations. You know, if y'all don't know, they always been talking about that Diddy likes the company of men. And I've heard so many stories about people going to these parties, going to his parties in particular. And, you know, there's some strange shit going on. But I've never been to a Diddy party. And to be honest with y'all, I am so antisocial that if I were to ever be in those circles, I don't even think I would go to those parties. Like, Nicki Minaj doesn't go to those parties. You know, Summer Walker doesn't go to those parties. I see entertainment as a job and go home. Like, I would go to, like, Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl was so good last night. I would go to places like that. I would go to Super Bowl. I would do, like, movie premieres. I would do stuff like that. But actual parties, I don't think I would do that. And I know it's all about networking. And I don't know. This may get old or I might just change my mind. But, y'all, I'm 45. I'll be 45 in August. And I don't think that I'll be able to handle that kind of life. I mean, I know you don't know until you're faced with it, but the industry is dirty. And I don't know. I don't know. You got to be a very special person to do that. But if I were to do anything, it would be on my own terms. But the parties and stuff, I don't think I would go to. No, I don't think I would go to. Nah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. But social media scares me, though. You know, like, I said I was going to go live this morning. And who knows? I probably will go live, like, in the middle of the day or something, you know. But I've done social media before, going live. And I don't care for it in particular. You know, and it's like, people love trolls, and I'm just different because I had that ex, y'all. Y'all don't exist. I'm sorry. And I tell people that all the time. I had that ex, but you do not exist. But it scares me because, you know, I don't want to get out of touch with reality. I really like living in reality. And, you know, like when me and my friend go live, you know, like we vibe off each other, you know, and someone had came in the box and said that, I like you guys' energy, how you bounce off each other. I'm like, well, we're friends. And I think that's how that works. Like, you have to be friends with someone and you have to, like, bounce off of each other. Because a lot of these people on social media meet each other on social media and they have a good rapport. But when it comes down, to it, you know, like, I really think that, like, you really need somebody that, you know, in your corner that has your best interest at heart. And my friend has my best interest, and I have my friend's best interest. And that's why it works. It works. It really does. It works. And we have a good time. But did y'all see the Super Bowl last night? Oh my God, that's why I'm so tired, because I didn't go to bed so late. And I fell asleep after the Super Bowl went off. I fell asleep on the Gordon Ramsay show, not because it was boring, but because I was tired. And I fell asleep and I woke up and I fell asleep on the phone with my friend, and my friend was asleep. Like, we were on FaceTime. My friend was asleep. I was asleep. And then I woke up, and then I was up, and then I was on TikTok, I was on Insta, I was on Facebook. I'm like, oh God, I gotta go to bed. But I really had a good time. I'm like, so like, happy for Rihanna, but I'm not gonna go gaga for Rihanna. You know, I'm happy that she is pregnant again with her second child. I'm like, Rihanna, did you wait 6 weeks? Cause how old is the baby? Is her baby a year old yet? I don't even know. We don't even know his name. He's a beautiful little boy. But, you know, she wants her family, you know. And then, you know, she's happy, you know. And I'm happy for her. But what y'all think about the Super Bowl? Me and my brother, we are gamblers. My family, we gamble, as y'all all know. And I also have a YouTube channel that I'm starting. But I've been had this YouTube channel. But, you know, I got a... push it more, but it's either here or there with me, you know. I'm like, yeah. I'm so into the culture of get somebody else to do it, you know. But I was cheering for the Chiefs the whole night, cheering for the Chiefs, and my brother did me some parlays, and you know, and I was for the Eagles. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know, y'all. But anyway, I'm about to get up off of here because I'm about to go eat. I got to call AT&T. I don't know how long that's going to be, but I want y'all to have a good day. I thank y'all for tuning in. You have been tuned into Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am gracious host Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. I want y'all to take care of yourself. I want y'all to go to the doctors. And I want y'all to be good to each other. Be kind. Be considerate. Don't go to ditty parties. It's like, I can't tell y'all what to do. But, you know, it's like, it's really crazy because, like, last night, I really didn't finish it. But last night, so it resurfaced of Diddy and French Montana, and French Montana is sitting at the table with his shirt off, and Diddy comes out of a room with a robe on and some alcohol saying happy birthday. So I don't know when Diddy's birthday is. I think Diddy's birthday is like towards the end of the year, and they were all, he was singing happy birthday to him, and they were saying, well, it's both our birthdays. And it was a lot of people that was on social media that was dropping secret, dropping hints, and especially like the man, Uncle Ron, he was telling Beyonce and Jay-Z stuff. Now, everybody can't be lying, y'all. Everybody can't be lying. And I'm a fan of Beyonce and Jay-Z. I'm not a stan, I'm a fan, but everybody can't be lying. Everybody can't be telling the same stories. Everybody telling the same story, y'all. Everybody. But I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't know them once they go home. I don't know what they do behind closed doors. I don't know. But Uncle Ron, he was supposed to have been a security guard for Beyonce for XYZ amount of years. And he was telling the stories. And then they said he was, then he was on Insta or TikTok. Where was he at? I think he was on TikTok. And he was supposed to do a show, but he got beat up. Let me look. Okay, let me see. The official Uncle Ron was jumped. He was now in the hospital. Yeah, because he was spilling all the tea. Oh, Uncle Rom claims it got jumped by Beyonce's beehive. Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. But he got beat up. And then somebody asked, where is Farnsworth Bentley? Oh my God. So wait a minute. Oh, okay. That's not him. But Uncle Ron got beat up. Well, I'm going to have to look into this because I want to know what happened to him. He got beat up and he was supposed to do this big show. Like, he was supposed to, like, spill all the tea. Okay, okay. He was supposed to spill, like, all this tea on Beyonce and him. And it never happened. And then they showed him he was in the hospital. Okay, anyway, that's all I got, y'all. Y'all have a good day.